So I wanted to play it nonetheless. All weirded out, Tom Verlaine from Songs and Other Things, new on Thrill Jockey. Before that, much, much older, Bill Carlisle from maybe the late 20s even, if not the 30s, The Heavenly Train. Before Bill Carlisle, Hypatia Lake did He Could Save Her from the Cold Blade in the Pale Moonlight. Again, He Could Save Her from the Cold Blade in the Pale Moonlight. This is the name of the song from the N. We Shall Him Joseph CD on Sad Robot Records, Hypatia Lake. Before them, Paula Frazier, one of my favorites, with her wonderful vocals, recorded right here in Portland at Mississippi Studios and part of the Mississippi Studios Volume 2 compilation CD. We heard Watercolor Lines, and I'm sitting there in the front row, so if you listen really, really, really hard, you can hear me breathe and stuff. Paula Frazier, don't miss her next time. Bruce Gilbert did homage. Bruce Gilbert from Wire fame had that instrumental piece in there. That's from the 80s. Brand new stuff from Roseanne Cash, World Without Sound, from her Moving Black Cadillac release, new for her, and include not that song, but, it's an excellent release, probably my favorite Roseanne Cash record so far. Before that, Don Downing did Dream World, old stuff from the 70s, the funk thing, soul thing. Started off with brand new from Volume Men and Dune from Science Faction, and that's on Wantage Records. Well, it is just me here again now this week, you know. I've been on the air playing punk and alternative forms of music for a long time, about 24 years at both this station and previously, and in that time, I've had the opportunity to meet many of my childhood and teen heroes, and even interviewed some of them, or have hosted them, or played and played many, many, many musicians and figures that I admire greatly. But if I were on the air another 240 years and had the inventor of the musical note itself on the program, there will never be another show that meant more to me personally than last week's. There are so many things in life that are completely out of our control, and even with the things that would seem to be within them, sometimes we make decisions or are affected by unforeseen outside factors that can steer you in the wrong direction. And some things are done at the time that may seem fairly minor, but with the benefit of 2020 hindsight, you may then see them as the biggest mistakes of your life. It's at those times we are unwittingly forced to reevaluate what is truly important to us, and that is often at odds with what society places its values on. The last 6+ years, I felt as though I was just playing out the string, trying to do the best with what was left of my life, like the show. And although the very last thing I would want to do now is die, if I were to be killed by a drunk driver or something on the way home tonight or tomorrow or 2 months from now, I know that I can die at peace with myself, and I won't have to pray that I can hang on long enough to beg a paramedic to forward a final message on for me, as I had imagined in my head so many thousands of times. I feel both redeemed and emancipated. Last week's show could not have happened if I did not have this venue that you're listening to right now. So to those of you who support a station like this, it allows me to air artists I believe in without consideration of commercial interests or financial benefits. I thank you once again. There's still many, many things I want to do and accomplish in my life and on this program as well. But from this week on, it's all gravy on the cake. And it's time in the show where we turn our attention to bands coming to town. And there's an artist who I've never, ever seen and admired for a long time playing tonight in Portland. But unfortunately, at the same time as this show, I mean, I don't think he's gone on yet, but will probably go on any minute. His name's Reckless Eric, and despite the fact that I can't go, I think the fact that he's here playing at Mississippi Studios tonight is kismet, because I can play this song. That seems so apropos to me. It's my favorite song by him. It's called Semaphore Signals. Reckless Eric, he's at Mississippi Studios tonight. He's here for you right now on Drinking from Puddles.
I live up here on this hill. She lives down there in the green belt. Her parents don't like me cause I come from a hill. Their little girl's future is in doubt. I got no money to buy her. Her parents expect nothing less. But at night on the cover of darkness, she sneaks out to receive my SOS. I'm sending semaphore signals to the grave. I'm up all night sending signals, tapping out love in Morse code. I'll ever try in new angles, keeping in touch on a string telephone. Messages of love to the green belt from a semaphore lover on the hill. Who's one day gonna hear some wedding bells? But till then, I'll be standing by my windowsill. I'm sending semaphore signals to the green belt. Messages of love down to her house. Semaphore signals across enemy lines. Semaphore signals that bring tears to my eyes.
to Drinking from Puddles on KBOO Portland.
Oh,
Sitting on the banks of a glassy river, Mercury flew down to tell me a story. As he began, it sounded familiar. Oh, 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 oh. It starts with the sound of a lonely girl rocking, rocking it, rocking her own world, shaking, shaking it, shaking her heart down. Sealed in the stars the day she was born, Pluto held the sun.
ice cream. I want to fulfill all your sweet desires. I want to be your favorite pajamas. I want to be with you every night. I want to be your show. Your favorite lotion. You can rub me on you every day. I wanna be your refill of a prescription. You won't ever have to throw me away. I wanna be your favorite pajamas. I wanna be close to you every night. I wanna be your show.
Everybody's wiser now. Everybody's wiser now.
Everybody's Wiser Now Indeed, Billy Childish and his head coats there. Head coats not in tow, Billy Childish will be here. He's wrapping up a whole long set of bands coming to town on the Drinking from Puddles program. I'm Brandon, KBO Portland, listener-supported radio is what you're in tune to, and thanks for tuning in. Let me tell you everyone you heard and where they're playing. Billy Childish there, Everybody's Wiser Now. He is going to be this week at Dante's, April 29th. Before that, we heard from Andre Williams back in his old Velvet Hammer days with I Want to Be Your Show. And Andre also coming to town, and it's this week as well, also at Dante's with the Flash Express and a couple other cool bands, April 27th. For Andre Williams, we heard from Sigur Rós, and I'm not even going to pretend to know how to say all that, you know, stuff in their make-believe language or whatever, but it's from one of the earlier EPs that's all blue, solid blue. Sigur Rós there, and they're coming to town playing at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall on May 4th. Before Sigur Rós, we heard from Scout Niblett with Hot to Death from her Kidnapped by Neptune release on and she's playing a show at Burbadi's this week. Scout Niblett, April 28th with The Below. Always good. Before that, Blood on the Wall did Stoner Jam from their Awesomer CD on Social Registry Records. And I believe Blood on the Wall opened for Yeah Yeah Yeahs tonight here in Portland. I saw that at the last minute. But they also have an upcoming date because I'm sure they're over by now. And if you saw them, you're probably still in that building anyway. But we all have a chance to see them again when they play with the Psychic Ills at Holocene on May 6th, Blood on the Wall. Before Blood on the Wall, we heard from Amy Rigby with So You Know Now from her Little Fugitive release on Signature Sounds, former Shams member Amy Rigby. And she's got an upcoming show at Mississippi Studios this week, April 29th. She'll be there. Before Amy, we heard from Mono from Japan with Yearning from their new one, You Are There, on Temporary Residence Limited Records. And Mono, one of my faves, playing with Pelican, another just incredible band at Loveland. June 2nd, we'll be hearing probably a lot of both those bands between now and then. Before Mono, we heard from Cordero and Close Your House Down. That's from their latest release on Bloodshot Records. And Cordero are playing this week at Dante's on May 2nd. And Reckless Eric, Semaphore Signals, started at us off. And Reckless probably well into his set by now, I would think, tonight down at Mississippi Studios. But when we started that set, I don't think he would have gone on yet. So technically, he still had a chance. Okay, so looking forward to the future and more bands coming to town. This band coming back for the second time in less than a year, and so I'm very excited about that. The Bell Rays, and they've got a couple upcoming shows. One, the kind you can go see at Dante's with Divining Rods and I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House on May 18th. The night before, though, they'll be here on Drinking from Puddles May 17th, so catch them then, too. This is from their new one, Have a Little Faith on Cheap Lullaby Records, one we haven't heard yet. It's called Change the World. Bell Rays, May 17th on the show, May 18th at Dante's, right now here for you on Drinking from Puddles.
Okay. your mouth with berries by the full light of the moon. Work all night if you have to. The magpie comes at noon. Come at midday, and you will go down on all fours. And when the cherry's white with blossoms, be ready and be brave. And remember what we had here when there was something left to say.
Former guest here on the program, John Darnielle, or as he records and tours by the Mountain Goats, and usually brings a little ensemble with them as well, so it is more of a Mountain Goats now. Doing Magpie from Sunset Tree, the latest on 4AD, and Mountain Goats will be returning to the Doug Fir on June 10th. Before that, Blue Oyster Cult did The Red and the Black. Blue Oyster Cult are playing in town this week at the Roseland on April 30th, and before that, another former guest, Blue Oyster Cult, have never been on the program, but the Bell Rays have, and they're coming back, and We Are Change the World, another awesome tune from their Have a Little Faith, new one on Cheap Lullaby. Don't forget, they're playing May 18th with I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House and Divining Rods at Dante's, and then the night before, May 17th, right here on Drinking from Puddles for you. Well, I'm going to leave now with one longer tune from one last band coming to town. Acid Mother's Temple, of course. I always love to play them. But it's hard to play a whole track when they're like 40 minutes. And I played like the first 20 minutes of this track, like a month ago or something. And I thought we'd pick up about where we left off. It's from their new one, Starless and Bible Black Sabbath. It's the title track, Acid Mother's Temple. You can see them when they appear at Doug Fir on May 8th, and you can hear them right now. I'll be back. Stay tuned, because coming up at 11 is Life During Wartime with Fred tonight, probably Callie after that. And I'll be back next Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. for another edition of Drinking from Puddles, and I hope you will join me at that time. This is Acid Mother's Temple. Until next Wednesday, I'm Brandon. Good night. Thanks for tuning in.
when they do, you're gonna be dead.